Trouble though he may be, much as he likes to play.
I was in this play.
Were
when
you?
I was a freshman in high school, I was one of the hotbox dancers.
Guys and dolls.
Guys and dolls. Yeah, this is a great song. This is a great song. All right, so welcome back. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest today is my fiance, Michael Sampson. We are getting married on Saturday. And I would say one of the things that anyone who knows two of us would say that we definitely have in common is we both like to have a good time.
I like to party.
I also like to party. And we go out if we're both very social. We both can carry our liquor. And I thought it'd be a little funny because I clearly learned that from someone. And so I asked my mother, Debbie Bry, if she would let us know what her wedding was like, because I think it maybe informs why I am the way I am. Mom, oh. How are you doing?
I'm great. You guys are doing a good job.
Well, thank you.
Michael, you could be with her there. You got a good radio voice.
I try my best. Wait till I get real teeth.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I know you want to know about my wedding, our wedding, your dad and I getting married. Is that right?
I do, yeah, because it's a pretty good story.
Well, it's a while. Well, I mean, what happened is goofy. It's sort of, we had an interesting wedding. So we got married in 1978. Kristen, do you happen to know the date that we got married?
June 10th.
Like, do you remember? Oh, there you are. I thought maybe you didn't know that because we rarely get an anniversary card from you.
You always get an anniversary text and call, though.
I'll do
the
it.
The card
from
is,
on.
Yeah.
Michael, I know Michael. Michael's really good about cards. That's, I'm so happy you're marrying him. I'll get a card again. So we got married June 10th, 1978, which for us was a really, really big day. But for a lot of other people, it was an even bigger day because it was the date on which they were running the Belmont Stakes, and it was Affirmed was running, and if Affirmed won the race, he would become the Triple Crown winner, which hadn't happened, I think, for a bit. So it's a big deal. So we had our wedding. We came out of church, and your dad's one contribution to all the wedding planning was to be sure that we had transportation. Which I get out of church, and here's all, and they were very cool, very old cars, probably all from the 1940s, I would say, all lined up for all the wedding party and everybody to be transported from Wisconsin Rapids up to Stevens Point, which is where our wedding reception was going to be. So we got in there, but because everybody was, as much as they wanted to be at our wedding, they also wanted to watch that race. So we kept stopping at bars all the way to Stevens Point to try to catch the race when they ran it, so we could see if Affirmed was going to become a Triple Crown winner. So needless to say, by the time we really did get close to the wedding reception, we all were a little under the weather. So we got to Stevens Point, and our reception was going to be at the Holiday Inn, the old Holiday Inn up there. And just as we came in on Highway 51, right, you know, maybe the Holiday Inn was maybe a block off of the highway. The car that your dad and I were in died on the road. That old car just died. And I knew we were really late because we'd stopped at all those bars. So I said, we got to get in there. So I said, let's just walk through that field. So we started walking through this field of very tall, crappy grass, and I fell and got my dress all grass stained. So I walked into the wedding reception with grass stains on my knees of my dress, and my hands were dirty, and it was kind of a mess. But what was even messier was there was my poor mother beside herself because it appears that they didn't have enough wait staff at the wedding to deal with all of our friends who were evidently taking advantage of all the champagne. And she saw me and she goes, oh my God, thank heavens you're here. We have a big problem. All your friends are taking their own personal bottles of champagne. Everybody's getting so drunk. She said, I don't know what to do here. So we got that under control, and it was quite a start to the night. It ended up being quite a finish to the night in that by the time the wedding was over, the whole wedding party, not me or your father, but the rest of the wedding party was all in the swimming pool in their tuxedos and their dresses, and the police had come and haul everybody out of there. So
And were the girls' dresses like big parachutes because they just were like floating up like lily pads at the top of the pool?
Yeah. At that time, the kind of style of dress that a lot of gals were wearing at weddings were these little pleated things. And they were like a big, like great big parachute thing, except they were real slimming because they were all these pleats. But if you pulled it apart, it spread way out. Yeah. So here's all these dresses floating on the top of the Holiday Inn swimming pool with everybody pretty gone. And as I've heard the story, furniture was in the pool. It was pretty bad, I think. I'm rather embarrassed to say these are the kind of people that I call friends. But
I'm upset I missed that party. So are you advising us to find a pool or talk to the cops on Saturday night or no?
Well, I think I'm just going to let you guys be in charge of your own darn plans because I don't want to repeat what happened at ours.
You're not going to talk
to the cops? What do you think the over-under is that the cops show up at our party?
I know a bunch of them, so maybe.
None. Come on. What did I tell you, Kristen? You can't be a drunken bride.
Can't be a drunken bride. I'll keep it together. So in this next segment, we're going to have people call in and give us their best wedding and or marriage advice. Do you, Mama Bri, have any wedding and or marriage advice?
You know, there's a short sentence I try to keep in my mind. It's sometimes harder to stick to than one would think. But I do think it's the right message. And I think it goes something like, because I do think humor is really important, and obviously I raised you, so humor has gotten through. But it's laugh when you can, apologize when you should, and let go of what you can't change. And I think that's kind of a good message to try to live by. But I do think laughing and humor gets you through an awful lot of stuff. I've also found in my more recent years that being forgetful helps a lot of stuff, too. So,
if you don't remember what happened, did it really happen?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, I'm so excited to see you tomorrow. Thank you for sharing your story. And thanks, Mom.
Have a good day.
Yeah, okay. You guys have fun. Bye-bye.
All right. So now if we want to hear from you, if you have wedding advice or marriage advice, give us a call. We want to talk to you. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bri.
Subsequently.
Pot roast.
Have a head.